Strange Adventure.
Jess Rankin knew he had no easy mission before him as he galloped across the North Texas prairie toward the camp of the Comanches. The cattlemen needed new lands for their herds, and it was up to him to open negotiations for the lease of these lands. As Jess rode into the camp, Chief Quanah Parker stepped out of his teepee to welcome him. The chief was the son of Cynthia Ann Parker, a white woman who had been kidnapped by the Comanches and adopted into the tribe. He liked the white settlers, and Jess knew he could talk business with him. But there was one burr in the hair of the white man. Quanah Parker's power over the Comanche was shared by Yellow Bear, an old Indian who refused to have any dealings with his lifelong enemies. Jess reined up and waved his hand in friendship.
Howdy, Parker. Let's go sit someplace where we can talk business.
Quanah motioned toward his teepee and led the way.
I know why you came to talk with me. I know your cattle need grass, and I am ready to sign the lease for the land, but Yellow Bear still refuses.
Parker, if we can make Yellow Bear see we're honest and that he'll profit by dealing with us, maybe we can get him to sign. Tell him we've invited both of you to come to Fort Worth to continue our powwow.
In Fort Worth, the two Indians were welcomed as befitted the heads of nations. They were taken to the finest hotel in the city and entertained at a great banquet. Yellow Bear, unaccustomed to this life, grew tired and sleepy. He was nodding as Jess Rankin showed him and Quanah Parker to their respective rooms. Yellow Bear tossed about trying to sleep, but the gaslight still burning above his head disturbed him. He climbed onto a chair and blew out the annoying flame. Now that darkness filled the room, he was soon asleep. The next morning, the room was filled with gas, and Chief Yellow Bear was dead. Despite the explanations of the cattlemen and their sorrow over the death of the chief, the Indians became suspicious. Chief Quanah Parker explained the stand of the red men.
Yellow Bear did not die by a bullet or knife, but by the bad air that filled his room during the night. Because I did not die, too, and am a friend of the white men, my brothers believe you killed him by some strong spirit medicine. They may go on the warpath. There's little I can do.
Jess Rankin told the cattlemen of the impending danger.
Look, if we don't convince the Indians that we had nothing to do with Yellow Bear's death, we not only lose the grazing rights, but we might have a war on our hands. Wait, I've got an idea that might save our necks.
Jess Rankin drove his buckboard into the Indian camp and lifted a 5-gallon jug from behind the seat.
Parker, call your braves. I've brought some of that bad air that killed Chief Yellow Bear.
One by one, the Indians stepped up to the jug and inhaled deeply. In a few minutes, all the warriors were coughing, choking, and wiping their eyes. But Rankin's plan had worked. The Indians reasoned that if Yellow Bear had died of this bad air, his death had been an honorable one. The peace was kept and a bloody war prevented, thanks to a 5-gallon jug of ammonia. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.